My girlfriend had recently developed a passion for cooking. She was constantly trying out new recipes, sometimes with me, sometimes with her friends, or even on her own. Shortly before Christmas, I wanted to give her something special, something that would really surprise her. The idea of giving her a cookbook suddenly came to me as I was strolling down Munkebergstrasse in Hamburg. This busy street, which led directly from the imposing town hall, was full of life and full of shops just waiting to be discovered. I followed my curiosity and entered an old antique bookshop that I had never noticed before. The shop seemed to radiate a different era. The green Hanseatic house with its curved lettering above the entrance door captivated me. Inside, it smelled of old books, leather, and a hint of dust that carried stories of times gone by. The shop was winding and cozy, with small armchairs and alcoves for reading. The books here had their own history, and perhaps one of them was the right gift. In one of the corners, on a narrow shelf, a book caught my eye. It was old, with a worn leather cover decorated with ornate embellishments. When I picked it up, I immediately sensed that it was more than just a cookbook. The spine was adorned with a symbol that reminded me of alchemical signs I had seen before in a museum. The cover was embossed with a mysterious ornament that looked like the seal of an ancient brotherhood. When I opened the book, I was astonished to see that the pages were blank. However, tucked between the empty pages was a handwritten note: "Show me, I who was born in a leap year, Nicolas Flamel." The name caught my attention. Flamel, a legendary alchemist who was said to have created the Philosopher's Stone and discovered the secret of eternal life. As I held the note in my hands, I suddenly heard a whisper in my head: "Open the book. Open it." As if hypnotized, I ran my fingers over the fine velvet strip that adorned the edge of the book and whispered the words: "Show me, I who was born in a leap year, Aparecium." And at that moment, the book came to life. Letters began to appear on the pages as if by themselves, as if invisible hands were writing them. The words formed sentences that told of alchemical formulas and mysterious potions. "Magic potions," I read with fascination, "only unleash their power when all the ingredients are added in the right order and in the right proportions. If even one component is missing or one ingredient is overdosed, the nature of the potion changes. It can explode with sparks or even have deadly effects." Still incredulous, I continued leafing through the pages. Suddenly, a three-dimensional image of an old workshop appeared, similar to those I had seen in the old trading houses of Hamburg. Vials, bottles, and herbs lay on a table, as in an alchemist's laboratory. The image moved, and a tiny figure, a goblin perhaps, turned to me and said, "There are more secrets than you realize. Just because you humans walk blindly through your world does not mean that magic does not exist." Startled, I slammed the book shut. Had that really happened? A magical book, here in a small antique bookshop in Hamburg? I could hardly believe it. But at the same time, I felt a deep curiosity that wouldn't let me go. Excited, I bought the book and hurried home, feeling all the while as if the book could open again by itself at any moment. When I got home, I put the book on my table and stared at it. Evening had long since fallen, and the light from the old street lamps fell into my living room. Suddenly, the book slid off the table as if pulled by invisible hands and floated right into my hands. Hesitantly, I opened it again. This time, new words appeared: "Recipe for invisibility, fog soup." I couldn't believe what I was reading. Fog soup? A recipe that was supposed to give you the ability to become invisible for a certain amount of time. Fascinated, I read on. Ingredients for the fog soup: a drop of morning dew from the Elbe, collected at sunrise. 2 leaves from an old ivy plant growing up the walls of St. Michael's Church in Hamburg. A pinch of salt washed by 100 waves of the North Sea. 3 shadows captured by moonlight in the alleys of the Speicherstadt. A breath of mist captured at the Landungsbrücken just before the first harbor crane starts work,